and trust that we have a few folks out there watching us live tonight. And we welcome you to the service here at Temple Baptist Church. And I hope and pray that soon we'll be able to meet once again as a church. I wanted to mention something this morning, forgot to, but I want to mention it to you tonight. We have two nurses, maybe three that I can think of in our church, maybe more than that, and a doctor that I can think of, maybe another one. These nurses and these doctors are on the front lines, and they're dying. I have a lot of respect, pure respect, for these people that are laying their life on the line so that they may treat this plague that has come through this country. And we need to pray for them. We need to pray dearly for them and pray that whatever they need, that the federal government and the state government will be able to get it to them, because that's very important. And we shouldn't take things like that for granted. These people have they've given their all so that we could be treated if we come down with this stuff. So I ask you tonight to please pray for the nurses, for the doctors, for the EMTs, the ambulance drivers, the firemen, police, all these people. They call them the first responders, and they're suffering greatly. So please pray for them, if you would. Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 21 tonight, verse number 1. Matthew 21, verse 1. Matthew chapter number 21 and verse number 1. The scripture says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, bring them unto me. And if any man say unto you aught, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, the king cometh unto thee meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass." So the Bible says in verse number 6, "And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cast down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And then Jesus went into the temple and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Father, bless your holy word tonight now, Lord. In thy name I pray, and give me strength, Father, to preach it. In Jesus' name, amen. As you know, this is in the final week, the last week of our Lord's life on this earth, as he was headed to the cross. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he set his face like a flint to go there. For this cause came I into the world, he said. He came as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, God's Lamb to be offered upon a cross. The scripture says here that when he came into the town, that they put leaves before him and said, Hosanna. Hosanna, that's a Hebrew word that means save now. So they were crying out to him in verse number 9 of Matthew 21 to save. Notice how the scripture says here in verse number 5. The scripture says, let's look at verse number 3. And if any man say unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold thy king. He is the king, folks. He's the King of the Jews and He's the King of the universe. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the prophesied King according to Zechariah 9 verse 9, because this is the scripture that they quote here in the book of Matthew. He's the righteous King according to Isaiah chapter number 31. And verse 1 it says, a king shall reign in righteousness. That means that there's going to be peace on the earth, for there can be no peace without righteousness. He's the Savior King according to Zechariah 9 and verse number 9, having salvation, it says in the book of Zechariah. And He is the Messianic King. He will be accepted as such when they lay eyes upon Him, when the Jew sees Him, and they see the nail prints in His hands, and they'll say, where did you get this? And He'll say, in the house of my friends. And then He's the Holy King who sits on the holy hill of Zion. And that Zion, my dear friend, is waiting for Him. And when He comes back, He puts His feet on the Mount of Olives. And when that second foot touches the Mount of Olives, it's going to split asunder right down the middle. And then, my friend, He's going to sit down and reign for 1,000 years. Notice how He comes in. The Bible says, meek and sitting upon an ass, a colt, the foal of an ass. Now in the Old Testament, David had a mule. God told him not to gather to themselves horses. This was an idea of being humble before the Lord. So here the Lord Jesus Christ doesn't even have a mule. He's got an ass. And the Bible says that when He comes into the city riding on this. I don't know how much lower you could get for the Lord Jesus Christ to reduce Himself. The Bible said in the book of Job chapter 11 and verse 12, for vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. So what does that mean, preacher? It means that this is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ breaking the man, mankind, breaking him and becoming his Savior. And here man needs to be broken because he is in total rebellion. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter number 2 and verse 24, a wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? And they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month, they shall find her. This is rebellion. This is wild. And man is rebellious. And man is wild. The book of Romans chapter 1 verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We live in a generation of fools. We live in a country full of fools. The Bible says over here in verse number 9 of Matthew 21, they cried, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't like that. They didn't appreciate that. And so when he went into the temple of God, he cast them out because they were turning the temple of God, or the house of God, into a place of commerce. And he said, this house of God. He said, my Father's house is a house of prayer. And it ought to be to this day. It should be a house of prayer, a place where God's people gather together and cry out to the Lord. What was the house of God? It was a place of sacrifice, a place of worship, a place of prayer, and a place of mercy. The Old Testament mercy seat that I talked about the other day, when they would take hold of the horns of the altar and there receive mercy from God. They were taking hold of His strength and giving themselves completely to Him, falling at His feet, if you will, and crying out to God for mercy. I don't know of anybody that ever did cry out to God for mercy that didn't receive it. The Bible says in verse number 14, the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. They came to Him because He has a drawing power. There's something about Christ that draws men unto Him. And the scripture says in Matthew chapter number 9 verse 35, He went about all the cities and the villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Boy, that's quite a thing to nail a man on a cross for, isn't it? Matthew chapter number 11 and verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. He worked many mighty, wonderful works. And he said to them when they came to him, "For which one of these do you take me and accuse me and try to curse me?" And they said, "Not for a wonderful work you've done, but because you made yourself equal with Almighty God." He didn't make himself equal with God. He is equal with God. One Lord, one faith. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 35 verse 5, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped." If you don't know the Lord, my dear friend, you're blind. If you don't have Him in your heart is cursed. The Bible said that the heart is deceitful and above all things and desperately wicked. And who can know it? The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter number 3, and the man that was laid at the gate full of sores, he couldn't walk. And the scripture says that Peter and John came by and they looked down and fastened their eyes upon him. And in verse number 6 of Acts chapter number 3, then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Remember, we serve the Lord, one who raised the dead, healed the sick, cast out the devils, and gave sight to the blind. He walked on the water and he raised himself from the dead on the third day. Amen. So he said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." What do we have, dear friend? What do we have to offer this world? Is there anything that we have that they don't have? Well, my friend, first of all, we have manna for the hungry soul. They have need of something to eat, and we have the manna to feed them. Where's the manna, preachers? The Lord Jesus Christ. We have water for the thirsty. Are you thirsty? Then the Son of God is the water that you need for your soul. Do you need rest? Are you weary? Then He is our rest. And boy, does He ever give rest. He's light for the blind. Are you blind? Are you trying to find the truth? Are you constantly a seeker for the truth? The Lord Jesus Christ is that light. And then He is the salvation for the lost. Amen. He is the Savior King. And the Bible said in verse 15, "And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that He did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were sore displeased. And said unto him, 'Hearest thou what these say?' And Jesus saith unto them," now listen, I love this, "'Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise.'" They want to shut them up. They didn't like what they were saying. But it says in Luke chapter number 19 and verse number 40, "And he answered and said unto them, 'I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.'" Amen. Creation knows who He is. The demons know who He is. Angels and cherubim and seraphim know who He is. Do you know who He is? Romans chapter 8, look at this carefully, and verse 18. "I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Remember what he said? "If these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." The world is waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The universe is waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The animal creation is waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what Isaiah said 700 years before he came. "For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains of the hill shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." What a beautiful sight that is. Can you imagine hearing the mountains as they begin to sing the glory of God, and the trees as they clap their hand? Isaiah chapter number 51 verse 11 says, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." It's like that passage in the book of Revelation. "And there shall be no more pain, no more tears, no more suffering, no more sorrow." Mind you, no plagues.
in that city that comes down from God out of heaven. In John chapter number 4 and verse number 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" She's rejoicing already. 2,000 years ago during the ministry of the Lord Jesus, this woman met one she never met before, and he changed her life. Just like Zacchaeus in that sycamore tree, he came down and said, if I've wronged any man, I'm going to replace him fourfold. Just like all those New Testament saints that were saved by the grace of God. The Apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus, with letters to Damascus to take people and drag them back to Jerusalem and have them stoned to death. He met him face to face. "Art thou, who art thou, Lord?" he said to him. And he said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Oh, that you might know him. Oh, that you could clap today. That you could shout and rejoice in the Son of God. For the creation will one day do that. Mountains singing, trees clapping, my friend, angels rejoicing. When he was born, they filled the heavens and they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Don't forget now, this is called Passion Week. We're leading up to Sunday. We're leading up to the day that he rose from the dead. There on that first Sunday morning, or that first Easter Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. My, was she ever in for a shock. She looked for his body and she couldn't find it. My friend, let me tell you something. You don't seek the living among the dead. Religion is dead. If you want one that is alive, lift up your eyes toward heaven and the Savior will save your soul. Mary Magdalene looked and she wept and she cried and she couldn't find him. She was confused and she saw a man and she thought he was the gardener and she said to him, "Have they taken away my Lord?" Her whole heart and her soul began to pour itself out because the one she loved the dearest on the face of this earth, she didn't even have his body now, and he was gone. And then there is that wonderful, wonderful word, Mary. Boy, Mary. He can say your name like nobody else can say it. Has he ever said your name? He said mine in 1973. "Mary," he said. "Rabboni," she said. "Master, Lord, God, my Savior." And oh, what a change you saw on the face of Mary Magdalene. The Bible said out of whom had been cast 7 devils. Folks, a lot of people take the Passion Week and they get the wrong idea about what this is about. It's not about a lot of religious observances. A lot of people will be doing that. But it's about searching your soul and find out why. Why did he come? Why did he die? And then why did he rise from the dead? He rose from the dead so that you could be saved. He came so we could be saved. Here, the perfect, sinless, blessed Son of God gave himself so that we could be saved. Father, bless your word. Bless your word tonight. Thank you for it. And all the souls that are listening, all that are watching, all that are that hopefully heard this message with their heart, not their ears. Bless them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.